From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, August 12, 2013. Here are some of the stories that made the news over the weekend. John Mason reported in the Register Star the Hudson Community Center, to be located in the former Armory Building at 5th and State Streets, was approved by the city's Historic Preservation Commission Friday, August 9th. The building's owner, the Galvin Foundation, plans to transform the century-old structure into a home for the Hudson Area Library, a senior center, and a community health center. The community center still has to win the approval of the Planning Commission, which could order a public hearing. Work on the senior center is slated to begin in October, with the library to be started in December. The entire project is projected to take 12 to 16 months. Read the full story in the Register Star. The Mid-Hudson News Network reports hospitals in the region fared well in the 10th annual New York State Hospital Report Card, released Sunday, August 11th by the Niagara Health Quality Coalition. Columbia Memorial Hospital made the coalition's honor roll for its treatment of congestive heart failure. In other areas of care, the hospital scored at the state average. Other regional hospitals to make the America's Safest Hospitals designation included Vassar Brothers Medical Center in Poughkeepsie and St. Peter's Hospital in Albany. No Hudson Valley or Catskills hospitals were on the one-star watch list. The New York report card can be found online at myhealthfinder.com. Jessica Mosier reported in the Daily Mail the Greene County Democratic Committee honored New York State Senator Cecilia Kacik at their annual picnic Saturday, August 10th. More than 100 candidates and their supporters mingled at the Bluestone Farm on Cotterskill Road in Catskill. The first-term senator told supporters she cares deeply about her community and said she wants to continue to work on education and to make sure mental health services are locally provided. Kacik said she sees opportunity to improve life in Greene County. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. The Columbia paper reported 30 Democrats participated in the recent Ancrum Democratic Caucus at the town hall. The caucus nominated incumbent supervisor Art Basson as the party's candidate for a third two-year term as town supervisor. Incumbent town board members Madeline Israel, a Democrat, and Chris Thomas, a Republican, were each nominated to run for their second four-year term. The Ancrum GOP caucus will be held Saturday, August 17th. Rick Carlin reported at Capital Confidential, sales tax collections are up statewide, according to Comptroller Tom DiNapoli, but the receipts vary widely by region, with big gains downstate and declines in some upstate spots like the Southern Tier. Local sales tax collections grew by $397 million, or 5.7%, for the first half of 2013, compared to the same period in 2012. In Columbia and Greene counties, sales tax revenue has increased by less than 3% so far this year. Read the full story at Capital Confident, a Times Union blog. Today's local weather forecast will be partly sunny with a high near 80. Monday night there's a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 3 a.m., the low around 65. Tuesday will have showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm and be mostly cloudy with a high near 77. Tuesday night, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 54. Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 74, and Wednesday night mostly clear with a low around 52. Thursday will be sunny with a high near 76, and Thursday night will be mostly clear with a low around 54. Sunrise today was at 6 a.m. and sunset will be at 8:03 p.m., with the length of the day being 14 hours and 2 minutes. This wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News Report. From the WGXC Newsroom, this is Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.